Coal-burning power plants are facing pressure from new federal regulations to reduce their carbon emissions, and one way to do that could involve algae. From Here and Now contributor KJZZ, Andrew Bernier reports.
Inside Arizona State University's Center for Algae Technology and Innovation, or ASCATI, green liquid inside large test tubes bubble and stir. Inside each one, a different strain of algae species reacts to carbon dioxide. Professor Thomas Dempster is watching to see which of these is growing the most.
Part of our selection process is to isolate each of the strains, bring it back into the laboratory, and expose it to nutrients and carbon dioxide to do growth trials. Will immediately eliminate a number that don't grow well at all.
The algae was taken from water sources at Salt River Project's Coronado Generating Station, a coal-fired power plant in eastern Arizona. The plant produces more than 6 million tons of CO2 annually and needs to reduce that to meet new EPA rules. Left to figure out how to do this, plant engineer Sam Villalobos noticed algae in the coal plant's retention and evaporation ponds and thought the tiny plant may help absorb its CO2 emissions, so he went to ASCATI for help.
We're always trying to look at ways to reduce and control the emissions. So when we were looking at this, this was one of the technologies that looked like it had potential that we decided to explore.
Professor Thomas Dempster's lab has exposed the algae up to 12% CO2 concentration, about the same as the flue gas released from the Salt River Project plant. And of the near 100 species collected and brought to ASCATI, Dempster says 22 have shown promise. He points to one test tube with a dark shade of green.
This is currently our most promising strain. It grows very fast, thus captures a lot of carbon, but it also produces a somewhat unusual omega-3 fatty acid, similar to fish oils, but has a lot of potential health and dietary supplement value.
So much value that it's changing the algae industry, says Mark Edwards, a retired algae industry researcher. He says algae was originally grown to produce biofuel, but now other products from algae have become much more desirable.
Economics drives the industry, and that's why the industry has evolved from biofuels, which now are $60 a barrel, and a barrel of omega-3 fatty acids is worth $15,000.
Edwards believes the research may advance algae production. He says for every ton of algae, nearly 2 tons of carbon dioxide are absorbed.
If you take the gas and put it through an algae pond, the algae is going to grab a lot of that carbon and through photosynthesis make hydrocarbons out of it, which you can make then into food, fuel, biofertilizers, and even animal feed.
Edwards notes coal plants run nonstop, whereas photosynthesis happens only during the day. But he says productive algae growth needs at least 70 degrees Fahrenheit and lots of light, making Southwest power plants an ideal location for this research. Outside ASCATI, large raceway ponds circulate algae in bright sunlight. Villalobos says in the future, the smokestacks would be redirected into massive algae ponds. But as a pilot project, the infrastructure would look a little different.
Hooking up a small 4-inch pipe on the stack to see if we can even get that flue gas to go over to the algae bed, maybe a couple hundred feet of pipe. The pressure behind it should be enough to move it through, and then a small reactor bed with the algae on site to see if that algae can actually survive.
Villalobos says there will be cost, but the coal fire generating station calls the research an investment. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Bernier.